How can God be eternally unchanging when Jesus only got his flesh nature, his human nature, roughly 2,000 years ago? As I'll show in a moment, it is absolutely right. God does not change. That's vital. Imagine if we had no assurance that God would stay the same. One moment he might accept you as you repent and trust in Jesus, the next minute he might not. He'd be totally fickle in his decisions and in his very character and being. In fact, if God changes, then who's to say that tomorrow he still exists? He might go bing out of existence. If he can change, he might die. Thankfully, God does not change. God tells us in James 1, verse 16 and 17, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." He doesn't change in the sense that he keeps on giving good gifts. Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." And Malachi 3, verses 6 and 7, "I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you've turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty." You see, God makes promises that we expect him to keep only because he does not change. If he did change, well, who's to say he'd keep his promises? So what does John mean when in his gospel he says, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us"? John 1, verse 14. The word became flesh. Well, he doesn't mean that the Son of God stopped being God and became solely flesh. Then Jesus can't be fully God and fully man, can he? How could Jesus, if he were only flesh, read people's thoughts or turn water into wine or rise from the dead or claim to be the I Am? No, Jesus clearly retained his divine nature in the full, but added to it a human nature. That's what changed when Jesus came to earth as a baby. His human nature, not his divine nature, his human nature went ping into existence. The Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. At that point, boom, there was a human nature where there hadn't been one before, a change. But not a change in the Son of God with respect to his divine nature, only with respect to his human nature. And I was wondering about this way of talking about Jesus, whether you can talk about Jesus according to his divine nature, according to his human nature. Does the Bible speak about Jesus like that? It does. It really does. Romans chapter 1 refers to Jesus being, according to his human nature, a descendant of David. His divine nature wasn't a descendant of David, was it? But Jesus was a descendant of David, and we speak according to his human nature. And you can answer like this on a number of levels. So, who died on the cross? Jesus, according to his human nature. But according to his divine nature, well, God cannot die. But Jesus experienced death because his human nature experienced death. God did not change when Jesus took on flesh. But Jesus knows what it is to be human fully because his human nature experienced death.